This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
And a big event happening tomorrow at the Jerry Bruce Nonprofit Campus. Essie Lewis and Natalie Amack of Aviva Health in this morning. Good morning. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning, Kyle. Thank you.
And let's start with you, Essie. Talk about what's happening tomorrow.
Yeah, so tomorrow we have our third annual Jerry Bruce Trunk or Treat event happening. This is our third time coming out and providing just some good, fun family event for all of the families in the community.
So what kind of age range are we talking about here?
All ages. We don't care how young or old. You know, we just want to see all of our families out there and just providing some great fun for our teams.
So, Natalie, what about tomorrow? Should people dress up?
Absolutely.
So what kind of costume are you recommending?
We are recommending family friendly. We, like I said, we have a lot of people coming in that are of all ages. So we like to keep that family friendly and let everybody enjoy the fun.
And what kind of things are going to be going on along with collecting candy?
So we have roughly 30 volunteers that are coming out, provided by Jerry Bruce Campus. They're going to be coming out, decorating their trunks with their own themes, and just come out and just trunk or treat each trunk. And I'll tell you what, it's really rewarding being able to see all of these kiddos come out and show off their costumes. We really enjoy the fact that we can start the festivities early in the month. So, you know, you buy your Halloween costumes and you can use them more than just one time throughout the year.
And Natalie, one of the things I know that you guys have talked about out there is with all these nonprofit organizations working together, since you're all in one place anyway, to do bigger events like this.
Yeah, absolutely.
And what was the highlight for you last year?
The amount of people that showed. Having tons of people. We actually ended up running out of candy an hour early and had to close down, but a lot of people stayed and helped, and we were able to have fun conversations.
But you're not going to run out of candy this year, are you?
Absolutely not.
Nope. We are prepared. We are actually expecting even more of a turnout this year. So we are coming prepared. And all of our candy is going to be store-bought. So that way, you know, it's a safe and closed-in environment for all of the families.
So when people come out, where do they go out there on the Aviva campus to participate? Although it may be pretty obvious, but just so they know.
Yeah, so we're located at 150 Northeast Kenneth Ford Drive. As soon as you pull onto Kenneth Ford Drive, you're going to see all of us out there with our trunks. So we're going to be in the lower parking lot at Aviva Health.
And let's see here. How many different organizations do you have out there on the nonprofit campus?
So there is five of us total. Of course, Aviva Health, and then we also have the Fish Food Pantry, UCAN, the Family Development Center, as well as Umpqua Homes.
And Natalie, talk about the advantage of all these agencies being in one place.
It brings the community together, and we have those open conversations with a lot of the community to be able to help each and every one of our organizations.
So again, actually, we haven't mentioned the time, I don't think. What time tomorrow?
Yeah, so tomorrow's event is going to take place from 12 to 3 at Aviva Health's lower parking lot.
And let's see here. Anything else people ought to know?
The weather is going to be great. We will do this event, rain or shine. Our first year that we had done this, we got a massive downpour, but that didn't stop us, and the children kept coming. So weather's supposed to be great.
Yeah, actually, tomorrow it's going to be 77 degrees, so you're going to be in good shape.
Yes, we're excited.
All right, and now other question is, are you guys going to be dressed up?
Absolutely.
Yes. It's a surprise, though, Kyle.
You're not going to say.
No.
Nope.
All right. I will tell you, though, that we do have some exciting trunks. Last year, I thought it was pretty cool. One of our campus partners, somebody up at UCAN, they actually came in with a hearse, and they decorated it. And I was a little on the edge about the idea, but they did a wonderful job by making it not too spooky for those littles. And it was pretty neat. You know, they got to go in and explore it and have some fun.
All right, noon to 3 tomorrow. Essie and Natalie, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much, Kyle.
8:36 at the Morning Report.